Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. In addition to providing critical support to a wide range of artists, Lumberyard Contemporary Performing Arts welcomes audiences of all experience levels into the inner world of the contemporary performing arts, giving them opportunities to witness the creation as well as the performance of new work. Each year in Catskill, Lumberyard will present a summer season consisting of premiere and work-in-progress performances by celebrated professional artists and companies, serving residents and attracting tourists from across New York and beyond. From October through April, the facility will be available for collaborative residencies, subsidized and commercial rentals, and community programming. Lumberyard's End of Summer Shindig is tomorrow and will feature performances and performance excerpts from Urban Bush Women's new work, Scat, featuring composer and performer Craig Harris, bluegrass music by Steve Lutke. Is it Lutke or Lucky?
I think it's Lutke.
Lutke. Excellent. And Appalachian Uprising American Glory Barbecue, beer by Rip Van Winkle Brewery, wine gifts, and a whole lot more. Adrienne Willis is executive and artistic director. We'll welcome her to the roundtable this morning to tell us more about what's going on. Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
It's good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So, how long have you been with Lumberyard?
So I've been with Lumberyard since before we moved to Catskill. So
okay.
We purchased the facility in Catskill in 2015, and I started working in 2010.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yes. So the dream was?
The dream was we had a facility in Rockville, Maryland, that was dedicated to providing technical support to artists immediately before they premiered their work in primarily New York City. So they would come to us, they'd spend a week with us, we'd give them all the time that they needed in the theater before they premiered, because a lot of work that was premiering, especially in New York City, it wasn't having the time to integrate technology, and more artists are relying on technology to realize their visions, and we really haven't found ways to support that interaction. So we became, when we were in Maryland, kind of the spot for out-of-town premieres, but we wanted a facility that was big enough that could really be dedicated to this type of work. So we found this beautiful property in Catskill, New York. It's a former lumberyard, and when it opens, it'll house a 5,500-square-foot theater that can recreate any New York City stage, and the artists can come to us before they premiere, put the finishing touches on their work, and premiere it to our Hudson Valley audiences first.
And I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. But there's a need for this, right?
There's a great need for it. I mean, one of the big problems was that work was premiering on some of the most notable American stages, especially by contemporary performing artists, before it was ready, because there just wasn't the time for them to have time in a theater. Like, typically, if you're doing an off-Broadway show or you're doing regional theater, you get a tech week, but that doesn't right. exist with this type of art form, with this art form. So the demand for the program is far greater than anything we can support right now.
So when it's all up and running, there can be a lot going on at the same time then.
Yes. So we will have, when it's up and running, we'll have these residencies in the summer where our local audiences will have a summer season of premieres. They'll get to see the work before anyone else in the country sees it. Catskill will become the home for out-of-town premieres. And we also have a studio across the street that we can showcase local work or artists. And then for the rest of the year, we'll be renting it out, the space, to anybody who could use it, either for commercial work or for film, television, anything that anything we can get in.
It's a space.
Yes.
I used the term in the introduction, collaborative residencies. What does that mean?
Well, the residencies that we offer, the technical residencies, that's one model, and that is something that we are dedicated to, and that's our mission. But then, as more and more theaters and presenters across the country are figuring out how they're going to get work ready, we're starting to have conversations with artists and presenters and foundations and figure out what a new model of creation might be.
Does it have to include, for you to want it, does it have to include a public component? Meaning, that the artists may just want a place where they can do their thing and keep it secret and keep people away. Is that okay by you, or do you still want there to be a public component?
So for our summer season, there has to be a public component. And one of the reasons is because we're building this theater for technical work. And one of the most critical components at the very end is for an audience to see the work first. And once you giving an artist the time and the opportunity to show their work in front of an audience, but not in front of the New York Times, for example, is a critical component of the creation process. And there are other residencies in the country that are focused more on the earlier stages of creation than we are.
So where is the, I just want to clarify this, where is this project, where is this at the moment? What is its level of completion?
So we are starting construction within the next month or so. We just sent out the construction documents to bid. We just received a $5 million social impact investment loan from the Rudolf Steiner Fund. And the initial phase is about $7 million. So while we have a capital campaign running, we're ready to go for phase one, which includes the theater and the lobby and the housing for up to 20, 30 artists.
And then this is a plan that you see over how many years?
So phase one will be complete by this time next year.
Right.
And then we have the waterfront property along the creek as well that we're just starting to think of what we will do with that. It'll probably be mixed use and a commercial space as well.
And then you're done. I mean, then you have what you want.
Then we have what we want, yes.
Okay.
And we're also, there's a courtyard in the old lumber yard that has lumber racks. I mean, it's been a continuous lumber yard since the late 1800s. And there's a courtyard in the middle of our space that we will be using as a multidisciplinary public art space for kids to hang out after school. And we'll have programming, and it'll be a way for us to engage more with the community. Even though we don't have a space, we also just started a new program called Lumberyard Young Performers, which offers free classes after school at the community center, and we're bringing up artists from New York every week to teach those classes.
Realizing that the answer to those questions is probably both, do you see this as people coming to you and saying, this is what we need, or you going out, banging the drum, banging the spoon on the pan and saying, this is what we have to offer?
You mean for our seasons?
Yes.
So it's everyone asks this question because it's very much a different curatorial model. We are curating the season because we want to make sure that our audiences have a broad spectrum of contemporary performing arts. So we want to make sure that they can see what American performing artists are producing. But because we often commit to artists well in advance of them having a finished product, we start early conversations with artists and early conversations with presenters as well. So we're in constant conversation with theaters in New York. We just announced a new partnership with the Brooklyn Academy of Music, and it's the first time that BAM has ever partnered with another residency program. And it's because they recognize our role in this process as well. And having early conversations with presenters and artists, that's how we find out who's working on what. And I think what also makes us different is we commit to artists. We don't commit to their work. So we take a risk on it. If we know the artists and we know their body of work, we're there for them to support them with their new work.
In a way, it's like a writer's colony, right? Where you come, you are given the time, the space to breathe. With the exception of the public aspect, which some colonies offer, some don't, but you have a place where you can rise or fall, but you have the space to do the work.
Yeah, it's a little different where there are opportunities to fall, but you're pretty far along in the process. So you already have your presenter committed.
Yeah.
So you know that you're presenting this work in 2 weeks or a month in front of, you know, an audience at the Brooklyn Academy of Music or at New York Live Arts or one of the spaces where a lot of our work goes. And it's not really a residency where you get to know one another. It's more of we have a full crew, you're in the theater, you're constantly trying out different technical and design elements and realizing them and seeing what works and what doesn't work. So it's a very intense process.
Yeah. Then almost the second step then.
Yes.
Because once you have the work of taking it to
to an editor, I guess.
Right. Yeah, that would be the to bring it before, yeah, to get it ready before the audience. So let's talk at the end of summer shindig. Is this the first one you've had of these?
This is our second. Yes.
How'd the first one go?
It was great.
Excellent.
It was a lot of fun, and it's just a fun night. It's a great way for people to come out and see what we're doing and get a better understanding of what we're building and get updates, and it's a lot of fun.
You can find out more information by going to thelumberyard.org. Talk a little bit about the performances and some of the excerpts and ultimately how this fits into the overall mission. If you could tell us that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
So Urban Bushwoman will be showing a piece of their new work, Scat, and it's a piece that we have been committed to since the beginning. And Jowle, who is the director of Urban Bushwoman, will be reading excerpts from it. She's also on our artistic advisory board. So it's sort of showing our audiences what they can get used to and the type of work that we do and the type of work that we're committed to, but also showing them that they can also expect at Lumberyard to be taken along. So if the work is difficult to understand, we always surround it by good conversation and a relaxed environment where there aren't the traditional barriers between the work and audience.
And those barriers can be frustrating because sometimes, well, you also have the market. Right. You
yes,
have those influences. So
we do. And one of the things that we do differently, or we did when we were in Rockville, is that anyone who comes to see the work, we have an audience educator who speaks to them beforehand. But it's not about what the piece is. It's just to say it's OK if you don't understand it. It's OK if you don't like it. You're a critical first eye on the work. And we want you to give us your first impressions. And it makes it more accessible to people that don't feel the pressure where they have to go in and understand it on some higher level, because a lot of the work we do isn't realistic and it's more esoteric and difficult to understand. And having that component to it has really helped us build a new audience and not just catering to an audience that already exists.
And an audience that will ultimately trust you that in what you are presenting is of a good quality, or it wouldn't be there in the first place.
Yes, and I think that's what's really important, is that the work that we're doing is from artists who are leading the field right now.
Lumberyard's End of Summer Shindig is tomorrow at 6 p.m. You can find out more by going to thelumberyard.org, thelumberyard.org. And again, Adrienne Willis is executive and artistic director. You got a lot going on at the Shindig tomorrow. And again, you can find out more information at thelumberyard.org. Adrienne, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Very nice to have you on the program. Best of luck with your efforts. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.